WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into springtime around here, and a holiday that that I celebrate, that I remember the first time I heard of Earth Day. I was going to a Meriwether Post concert. A bunch of musicians had gotten together in D.C., feels like a long time ago because I was in my 20s then, but the Earth Day is upon us. Lots of our sponsors, lots of our friends are supportive of all of these issues, and no one more so than our friends at Wise Markets. I was actually going to get my leftover butterscotch ripple ice cream container out, but my wife's already recycled it. It is gone, but we are celebrating Earth Day. Dustin Herner and Derek Reitz are here from our friends at Wise Markets. I usually give a little toast and a little ice cream. Guys, I'm trying to cut down. I'm doing this crab cake tour, and I started to gain some weight, and I said to my wife, no ice cream for a couple of weeks, not even tea berry. We've taken a little respite from this. But you guys work at the company in a different kind of capacity. I try to have fun around here and talk about fun foods and fun things and Easters and holidays and rewards, and I'm still eating my ham for my leftover points. But you guys work at a level that really sort of, I guess I wish more companies worked it that way, to talk about making the earth better. I mean, you have farms, you have farmers, we talk about produce and all of these different things, but you guys are at sort of the aorta inside of Wise Markets, and it's great to have you on. Dustin, I'll start with you. I want to understand roles, energy, sustainability. You guys are like scientists, right?
I don't know if we're quite scientists, but yeah, energy and sustainability at Wise Markets is kind of baked right into our mission statement. So our mission statement says we're supposed to be good stewards of the environment and communities that we serve. And one of the ways that we do that is to manage the energy consumption that our stores use to operate, and also make sure that we're operating in a way that's sustainable. So that's anything from, you know, reducing our impact on the electricity grid to making sure that we're doing the right things with the waste that our stores generate.
Well, Derek, welcome in as well. Give your role and title in all of this, because you guys are sort of partners there, and they brought both of you in, so I feel like I'm going to be twice as smart by the time this one ends.
All right. So Derek Reitz, I'm the sustainability specialist at Wise Markets. You can sort of think of me as the internal
auditor. I mean, I'm wondering like you make decisions and then you go back and say, are these working and are we heading in the right direction? Right.
Yes,
exactly.
How about that, Dustin? For what would that mean? Like, if you obviously speak in front of other people in the company to say what it is that you do. I'm just a guy like buying meats and buying produce and clearly loving the ice cream and bringing that home. And I go into your stores all the time. And, you know, I've been at this a couple of years with your company, but more than that, I do this crazy crab cake tour and I go around places, and I do see sort of wasteful things in the world and trash. And I often wonder what's at the core of a place like Wise to say this becomes a job and something that that companies like Wise think about.
Yeah, so kind of like I alluded to earlier, you know, we touch anything that consumes energy or does not go to the landfill, and even at some points, you know, we'll go to the landfill ourselves and make sure that, you know, our loads that are getting delivered there, will audit our compactors or our dumpster tips and make sure that we're not delivering things to the landfill that we don't want to deliver to the landfill. So the way that sort of works at a high level for us as a company is to manage, like I said earlier, what we throw out and what we consume. So if we can find a better way to deliver groceries with our truck fleet and drive less miles and use less fuel, or we can find a way to operate our stores like retrofitting LED lights and use less electricity, you know, it's our job to identify those things and help the key department stakeholders, whether that be our truck drivers or our fleet operators or our distribution center, make the best decisions so that you as a customer can kind of reap those benefits, either through a more sustainable or better environment, or through sometimes, you know, cheaper product.
Well, I think everything that's in a store comes in a wrapper of some kind. You mean, for the most part, right? It either comes in some sort of cellophane, some sort of plastic product, some sort of paper product, some sort of foil, you know, whatever, any of these things, so much of it outside of your control, right? So much of that comes in a box from where you are. But then there's other things, like I mentioned the ice cream, and I've been kidding everyone on your staff about coming up to Sunbury and sampling the ice cream, feeling like Willy Wonka or, you know, whatever. I have haven't done it yet because of the, obviously COVID and, you know, has kept all of that from happening. But I often think about any company that makes stuff where they're putting their packaging, where that's coming from and how that is in fact affecting the environment. We talk about Earth Day, and I guess every day is kind of Earth Day when you're making a decision that is replicatable over and over and over and over and over again. You make one good decision on one product, it's multiplied literally a million times on an ice cream carton, right?
Exactly right. Yeah. So a lot of those decisions take a lot of effort and guidance, and it's not just us. You know, we're a team of two, you know, three or four, depending upon the project that we're working on. And it takes our whole company to make these changes affected. So just like you mentioned with an ice cream carton, that becomes, you know, a much bigger good decision over time.
How many cartons there are when you go into Wise and you see the whole, you know, there's five freezers and it's all Wise and there's 51 flavors and there's stuff going on. I keep my scooper around for this reason, Dustin and Derek. So, but I do look at it and say, you know, that's a lot of cardboard, or, you know, that's a lot of paper product just right there, let alone whatever's going on in dairy or milk or butter or any of that stuff, right?
Yes, we kind of try and use the horsepower that we have behind us of 23,000 people work at our company to make, you know, everyday little decisions like that make a bigger impact. And we partner with a lot of local businesses as well, even sometimes just for recycling. So a couple of years ago in our sustainability report, we talked about our partnership with the National Gypsum Company, who recycles a lot of our regular cardboard into drywall facing paper. And building those kind of relationships and working with our associates across the chain are really what make all of this kind of tick for us.
Derek, I want to bring you in on this. And you said that, you know, you find something from last year and you say, well, we can make this better. Where is it? Not just for Wise, but I guess for any business. I mean, you could be, you know, business X and say, these are things that, like fluorescent lights you mentioned, right? You say, we used to do it this way, now we do it that way. We used to use cartons or wrappers in this way, now we do it that way. Certainly where we are with fuel, where we are with energy and all, and just in general inflation, cutting costs for any business when it becomes something you can manage and look at. And that's obviously what you do inside of Wise Markets.
Exactly. You know, our public goal is to try to divert 90% or more of our waste from landfill to achieve zero waste status. So, you know, while recycling is great or diverting food waste for food donations or animal feed is obviously beneficial, ultimately the main focus is to try to reduce the tonnage of material going to the landfill, full stop.
Well, you know, I work with Goodwill Industries. We talk about, I just did a spring cleaning, right? So stuff and their focus on keeping, I think every business is trying to focus on keeping stuff out of landfills, right, Dustin? I mean, that would be at the heart of all of this Earth Day thing is saying, if we're not making wasteful stuff, there won't be waste, right? And I know scientists are up late at night, way beyond my sports guy pay grade here in Baltimore, thinking this thing through, but have we made strides as long as you've been at Wise, or just seeing maybe where you were in college to where you are now to say, this is how businesses are doing this. And not because the government's making them, although that's a good idea too, but because it's good business.
Yeah, we've definitely had big strides all across sustainability and energy just through sort of natural industry practices or business practices like you described. There are a lot of things that we do in terms of sustainability that also have a business benefit to the company and to the customer. You know, it's one of our competitive advantages in some cases is being able to keep our costs lower because we operate so efficiently. So that's definitely a thing. But some examples of that, I would say, like you mentioned, are, you know, LED lights and film plastic recycling and sort of the packaging that you mentioned that comes from suppliers that comes to us. We've definitely seen efficiencies made at the larger companies of less cardboard, less plastic, all those sorts of things, because those items cost money and have a negative environmental impact. So there's huge incentive for everybody outside of government regulation even to make improvements there.
Tell you what, we're having an Earth Day conversation. Earth Day's this week. I'm selling. Every day's Earth Day out where I live. My wife's, you know, out feeding all the birds, and we're having fun out here in the country. But certainly seeing the trees come to life, seeing the world come to life, and the weather changing. We're talking with Dustin Herner and Derek Wright, our friends at Wise Markets. A lot of times we're talking about ice cream or fun things or even charity things. We'll have Rob Santoni on talking about his cramp in the 22nd mile during the Boston Marathon earlier this week. But Earth Day's upon us here. There's actually like a little bit of a competitive thing, right? Like I see the talking points that they send me over, and there's programs and incentives and sort of a celebratory thing when you get this right as a company, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So this in 2021, which is our sustainability report coming out on Earth Day this year. So we kind of look back at the prior calendar year on Earth Day of the next year. And one of the things that we're talking about that we get to talk about this year is being awarded the Ratio Institute's Sustainable Food Retail Certification. And we were actually the first grocery chain.
Hold on, say that again. What is it? Hold on. Yeah, I'm not going to let you do that. You know, it's like when people sure. give me acronyms, you know what I mean? Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the Ratio
Institute. I know what the EPA is, so at least I'm there. I'm
fair enough. Yeah, the Ratio Institute is a third-party certifying board run by Derek. Help me out. What is the parent organization? Ecology Action. I got it right.
Okay, there you go. Good, good, good.
But the Ratio Institute is part of an organization called Ecology Action, and they rolled out their Sustainable Food Retail certification in 2021. And Wise was successful in being the first chain to be certified with that program. And what they do is look at the holistic operations of a food retail company and make sure that everything from the way our parking lots are managed and kept clean and salted and kept free of snow to the way that we sell groceries and treat our employees is done in a sustainable way. So we're pretty excited about that. And like you say, you know, the competitive nature comes in. We get to say we were first. So it's a big national program, and we're happy to say that little old Wise Markets did it first.
Hey, you know, 2 years ago, right around now, we were all getting competitive for toilet paper, if you remember this, right? And every supermarket, every business that's remained open that was deemed essential, but there's nothing more essential than what Wise Markets provides at anyone that was feeding people, and all of the structure of the chains and what's going on right now, whether it's bringing trucks into Texas or port in Shanghai being shut down or things that slow things down. I had Dennis Kolatsis on this week, my dear friend from Coons Baltimore Ford, saying, hey man, cars, there's lots of stuff coming out of China that stops. When these things stop, and we talk about you guys taking action on all of this behind the scenes, the last 2 years has probably changed forever how all of this is going to work. And then there's companies that are drilling down into all of this Earth Day and sustainability stuff that companies maybe weren't thinking about 20 or 30 years ago. But the last 2 years has sort of refined how everybody in every industry has to act. But you guys were the first ones, because there just could not be salt on your parking lot. You could not, you're the most essential of essential.
Yeah. You know, we pride ourselves on how the business handled, especially the early stages of the pandemic, but really following through, you know, all of the sort of continuing impacts that we've seen across the board. And part of that comes down to, you know, you talk about we make our own ice cream. Well, we also, you know, load our own trucks and distribute our own product to our stores. You know, we have our own milk processing facility here. Our buyers and our merchandisers and our facilities staff and construction staff are all in-house. And that gives us the ability to be flexible when things change and to be able to pick up new ideas and run with them and see if they work. You know, Derek can give you miles of detail about how our recycling streams and waste streams changed from, you know, 2019 to 2020. But all of those things, you know, keep us nimble and flexible and give us the ability to, you know, continue to serve our customers, even when things kind of go upside down.
Derek, why did things change 19 and 20? Was that COVID related?
Yes, it was. Obviously, the vast majority of people sort of shifted to a work from home model for their jobs. And so, you know, the demand on our stores was the highest it's ever been for products. And one sort of interesting spinoff of that is, you know, our need for plastic bags almost doubled as more and more people were shopping in our stores because they really couldn't go too many other places. And simultaneously, a lot of our partner regional food banks faced a similar demand as they had to try to shift to a distribution, you know, curbside pickup type approach to distribute their products. And so both entities were facing almost a simultaneous shortage or at least increased demand for plastic bags. So again, talking about ways that Wise Market.
And I just thought it was toilet paper, right? That was for regular people. You guys were having plastic bag problems, right?
Yeah, it was everything and anything. So we were actually able to help the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank through one of our vendor partners source 84,000 plastic bags that they otherwise wouldn't have had access to. And essentially what we did was we approached our vendor, said, hey, you know, our partner food bank is, you know, facing this issue. What can we do to help? Do we have any out of season bags or, you know, is there any inventory available? And they told us, hey, we have some misprinted bags that are otherwise, you know, perfectly well built. They're perfectly fine and usable. They just might have a slight diagonal where it says thank you or something to that effect. So we sort of coordinated the delivery through our distribution center, had the regional food bank come in, pick them up from our distribution center, and, you know, we were able to support those distribution events that the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank was holding.
Make me feel better about how plastic's made these days, Dustin. I mean, just we talk about 84,000 plastic bags and different things like that. Just what where we've come with recycling, because obviously tons of you know where I noticed it? Because we're doing Earth Day, my wife and I finally went to Hawaii. I'm 53. Well, I was 50. It was 3 years ago we went to Hawaii. The Ravens played out on the West Coast. And I went to Maui. And so we'd spent a couple of days in Oahu. We went to Maui, and I went down to the first beach when we landed. No kidding. We parked the car. We were at this little sports facility. We were a little worried. We had all of our luggage in the car, and we're like Hawaiian bandits. A little bit too much Jack Lord and Y5O. But we walked out on the beach, and I swear to you, I looked down into the sand. And what I saw was plastic in the sand. You could see the colors that used to be on milk carton wrappers from 1986 that, you know, whatever, that the world threw into the water, right? And so I literally have seen, and right next to a beautiful turtle, by the way, on the beach, which was the first thing we saw. It was kind of magical. Turtle, look down, plastic waste. Wow. I'm in Hawaii. Look at the water. And I don't think it has to say me being a 50-year-old guy to see that, but when I'm 30 Earth Days into this, just the fact that people like you are inside of companies like Wise trying to work through not making the world a bigger mess and trying to fix it, give me a vibe on all that when I get a paper bag, a plastic bag, and all of that, and what you all go through, because that's a lot of paper and plastic, just like that was a lot of ice cream.
Yeah, we have, you know, sort of to operate a business in 2022 and you know, the nature of the business that we do, we have some necessary evils, you know, and plastic bags are one of them. They are the cheapest way that we can provide a reliable way for our customers to take groceries home. But they're also one of the most recyclable. Derek, again, can quote the fact of the number, but, you know, we have plastic film collection barrels in the vestibules of all of our stores where customers can recycle not just our bags, but any bags and plastic film packaging, such as bread bags, cereal product bags, product like bread overwraps, shipping envelopes, any of the stretchy film plastic material can be recycled that way. And it's one of our biggest recycling streams. And that's one of the biggest impacts that you can actually have on sort of what you see. You know, Derek and I talk about the proverbial tumbleweed grocery sack rolling across the parking lot on a windy day. And the easiest thing you can do is just pick it up and bring it to one of those bins. It's a program that's not really great in your commingled curbside recycling because they jam up the sorters and stuff that are used for that. But when it's diverted to a specifically film plastic program, it's a hugely recyclable item. And you know, beyond that, just reducing the packaging, like we talked about earlier, as sort of an industry best practice is really going to help.
My wife's going to like this segment because we always sort of wonder aloud, you know, about all of this stuff. So Dustin Herner is here and Derek Reitz. They are from Wise Markets in energy and sustainability. Derek, I'll give you the parting shot on this. Aside from what your favorite flavor Wise ice cream is, just in general, what maybe customers can do and advice you could give to people in regard to Earth Day and doing this the right way? Because you guys are working hard at it.
First things first, mint chocolate chip.
Okay. I haven't heard that one before. All right.
So my advice for the average person, there are two main categories that I sort of see. As we're talking about with plastic bags, you know, it seems like every household you step into has the stereotypical bag of bags, you know, stowed away.
Or two bags of bags, or bags inside of a bags inside of a box.
Yeah. So the one
I just moved recently. I'm familiar with this, dude.
The one trick that I sort of recommend is to sort of make the shift to consistently using a reusable bag instead of plastic bags.
That's my wife, man. She's got that sack. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And then every time that you go to the store, you take your reusable bag and you can drop off your plastic film, put it in a recycling bin, and then that reusable bag is already with you inside of the store. Just go about your shopping and you'll have fewer bags and less clutter at your house.
15 years ago, I'm at a Rush concert back when, you know, Rush was still a full band. And, you know, you go up to the merchandise and there's this for $100 and that for $50. There was a shopping bag for $10, $12. I'm like, and it had like the Rush 2112 logo. I'm like, give me that. So I shopped in that for like a long time. Then the bottom fell out. Yeah, I should have gotten the $25 bag. I'm not sure. Favorite ice cream, Dustin. I'm not letting you get out of. You look like, you know, ice cream. Wait, come on. Give me some ice. Everybody loves ice cream.
Yeah, I've had some ice cream in my day. I am a Wise Markets peanut butter indulgence man myself.
Ah, I was going to say that's the one I have downstairs. My wife's fallen in love with little pretzels in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good stuff.
How do they keep the pretzels so crunchy?
I don't know. It's got.
I thought you guys were scientists. Where's the sustainability? They've managed to sustain the pretzel inside of the peanut butter indulgence.
I tell you what, I'll do some research this afternoon. I'll head out to the plant and take a couple of spoonfuls and let you know what I think.
Listen, I'm waiting for the peach. I'm waiting for the eggnog and get the butterscotch while it's running right now. Butterscotch ripples out there. I'm selling my soul for the butterscotch is my favorite flavor. Derek Wrights is here. Dustin Herner is here as well doing Earth Day talking points. Tell everybody your titles again because it sounds so fancy.
Yeah, I am the Energy and Sustainability Manager.
And Derek, you are?
I'm the Sustainability Specialist. So recapping earlier, you could sort of think of me as the internal consultant for sustainability for all 23,000 associates.
I want to be a specialist of sustainability, of consulting or something. Hey, man, I appreciate you guys. Keep eating the ice cream. Keep making the world a little better here, keeping the place cleaner. And obviously, the more money you save Wise Markets, the more it gets retained in my pockets when I'm going through and buying the ice cream, which is still a hell of a value, I might add, Wise Ice Creams, especially if you've got your rewards card and your app. 517 points. I looked it up last week before I got my ham. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Dustin and Derek from Wise Markets doing sustainability, talking Earth Day. Our friends at Wise Markets always finding fun topics for me to talk about. And at some point, I'm going to take this ice cream scooper up to Sunbury, and I'm going to go into the vat like Violet Beauregard and Willy Wonka and come out with some wild Maine blueberry or something. We're having fun around here. It's springtime, Earth Day, as well as opening day was before. Draft day is next week. We're going to be getting up on Preakness Day as we get around here. All of our Wise Conversations brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets. We kid, we have some fun. I'm going to have some fun with Rob Santoni next week over at Store 204 for running the Boston Marathon. He'll be our guest next week. But each and every week, we try to enlighten, entertain, have fun, and talk about ice cream. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking T-Berry. Google it. Get it. You might like it. I think it's Birch Beer and BaltimorePositive.com.